Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You would think it'd be easy, wouldn't it, to decide what it is that this thing we call faith and life and God is all about. After all, we've been at it a long time, the human race, you know. We have the Bible, it gives us lots of insights into all that. In the beginning, God created. God had a great love for all that he made, especially for us people, and gave us lots of responsibilities to live out that trusting relationship with him. And that's at the core of the creation story. It's not the times and the dates, but it is this trusting relationship God has for and with us as part of his creation. But as you know, that got messed up pretty quickly in the story of humankind. So God sent the law as a guide to kind of help us find our way. No, people messed that up and made the law like God and forgot who gave them the law and what the law's purpose was and became iron-fisted about saying who controls the law, who's better at the law than other people, those people down there. And it got messed up again. So God sent prophets, okay? The prophets tried to call the people back to this notion that God's love and grace and mercy was greater than anything else, and that they weren't going to save themselves, but they needed God to save them. That didn't work. So God finally sent his son. And you think we finally get it, wouldn't you? When we recognize that God would not spare his own self, his love and mercy and grace was so great for that which he created, that we would go, wow, this is wonderful. But even the church has messed it up, you know? If you ask people what they think Christianity is about, especially people outside the walls, they'll probably tell you it's about the law, it's about doing right, it's about getting saved, it's about this, it's about the church. No. At the core of who we are and what we are about is being carried into a loving relationship with God. When Jesus first met the disciples, he didn't demand of them that they understand, acknowledge, and believe all things. He never demanded that of them. What he said, come and see. Follow me. It was an invitation of faith into a journey, not an invitation to be in control of our lives and the destiny of humankind and the world. And we keep getting that all mixed up. We even take this thing we call religion and faith and turn it into a way to see who's better than everyone else or who's in charge, who has the power. The early disciples, you skip down about 1,200 years. The church has taken over the dominant role in society, acting like it can dictate to others, forgetting this invitation of faith, not surety, not knowledge, not power, but faith and follow. What's interesting about that time, about 1200 AD, a young man whose name was Giovanni Francisco Bottadini went to a worship service. And he heard a message there about the core of the gospel is God loves us and God calls us to love others. He was so deeply moved, because he hadn't really thought about this apparently in his life, but that's what it was all about. But that very day, he was a rich, kind of a playboy young man. He gave away his possessions, his power, his authority, even took off the clothes that belonged to him and committed himself to a life of following Christ. It was a power that shook him up because he went back to the core. He got back to the core. You know who I'm talking about, don't you? He lived in a small town called Assisi in Italy, and his name was Francis from his middle name. Francis of Assisi challenged the church and the world that he lived in to refocus on what is priority. It is in knowing this loving God, being loved by this God and being led by that God in the ventures of which we don't know where we're going. Not a certainty, not a power over, not being better than, but picking up our feet and an uncertainty, follow. And that's what Francis did for the rest of his life. And that's what the orders that he started have attempted to do and call us to. And we're still rebounding from Francis. We're still trying to challenge by his call to love and care for that which God has called and loved for. His creation, each other, the unlovable among us. Luther, not that much different. You get the picture. It's throughout our history. It's throughout our history that we always want to have this sense of control and prove ourselves better than others and are not willing to live by faith. We'd rather live by the law as perfect as it is, because then we know where we stand. We'd rather live by guilt and punishment because at least we know where we're at in that system. But living by faith is uncertain. It's taking this step, not knowing where the next step's going to lead, but believing that God has called us to take that first step. Why do I say that? That's what the core of what our gospel is. Besides, St. Francis Day was recent, and we're thinking about that. Is that that's the core of what Jesus is telling his disciples? Give us more faith. You know, it's sort of like saying, give me a superpower, Lord, so I can join the Marvel gang, you know, or the League of Nations or something, you know. It's just wanting to have more and powerful. I have nothing against all that. They're great series, and the comic books and the movies are lots of fun. But that's not how life works. People of faith are not better. They're not necessarily smarter. They're not even necessarily good at doing faith as well as some other people in the world do. We're not better, but we're the ones who have heard the call and recognize that we can't depend on ourselves, that we need God's blessings and grace, and it's not about us as much as it is about following the one who does love, create, renew, restore us. And see, that's turning the whole thing around. And that's why Jesus says a mustard seed. You know, they're pretty small, the modern ones, and I think the ancient ones probably much different. There's an old joke, if you're not a good cook and you own a lot of mustard seed, you must be a Lutheran pastor, because we all have packets of them stuck away for children's sermons and illustrations, you know, in our causes. But it's a reminder that it's not about how much faith. That's what Jesus tells us. It doesn't matter how much faith you have. If you have enough faith to want to know, to be willing to risk living this way, whatever little bit that is, no matter how imperfect or how fallible you are with it, that's enough for God. Because God takes the little mustard seed, which in Jesus' day grew into a huge shrub-like tree. You know, it was a humongous growth in the Middle East. As a reminder that God doesn't need us to be better, smarter, richer. All we need is just to capture that glimpse of God's grace and mercy and be willing to move. It's all we're called to do. You read again Jesus' invitation to the disciples. Follow me. Come with me. Come and see. It's not certainty. Faith is not certain. Faith is having doubts. Faith is being fallible at times and not sure. Faith is not knowing what the second step is, but recognizing God has called you the first step to put behind you your self-ego. That's why Jesus tells a story about the slave. And I was just saying to us, don't give yourself too much credit. Don't feel like you can save the world. Don't feel like you have to save the world. All you have to do is be open to faith and let God, power, might, strength, work among us as a group. Because those 11, they never really got a lot of faith in the stories, the Gospels. They were always floundering with it. And yet they're the ones that God sent out into the world to share the good news, to turn the world upside down, even if the world forgets that a lot. So it is with every generation of Christians. None of us. You know, the church is not richer, smarter, more powerful than the world. In fact, we're quite often the opposite. Because what we are those who recognize our need for God's grace and mercy and are willing to go as we are. And that opens us to see each other differently, to see each other as people equally blessed by God. And we run into this routine. Well, if only we had more people in church. If only we had more money. If only we had this, or more land, or more, you know. No. The message of the gospel is we have what we need. God's love and mercy, and we have each other to fend with. That's all we need. That's the good news, is that God is the one who loves, cares, and abounds for us. And it is God's love and mercy and grace that will get us, not our own. That's what Jesus is trying to shake the disciples. It's not a competition. It's not trying to get better. It's just opening ourselves up to the possibility that we, fallible, messed up people, have enough faith to take a step. And from there on, God will guide us. Faith of a mustard seed, faith of whatever you want to say, it's about God's love and mercy being stronger than everything else. And is not needing a lot. It just needs open hearts and minds. Everything else God will supply. So this day, let's not get into contests about who has more of this or more of that. Let's not debate among us whether others have more faith in us, because it doesn't matter. What matters is the same God love, cares for us and calls us into those same uncertain, unknowing ventures. All we got to do is take the first step. Be open to it. And God will do the rest. And that's the good news of this day, of the mustard seed, of the servants of God, of Francis and all the generations that have gone before us. They weren't perfect. They didn't have the answers. In fact, the church is better off when it doesn't think it has the answers, when it's open to hearing the world, but it offers grace and mercy to us this day. Amen.
Amen.